Well, I've got one this morning that's pretty rough for you. We have found that our friend, Republican nominee, our California friend, has been playing on the outskirts with our enemies and our friends both, our allies and the others. He's been doing it through rather subterranean sources here. And he has been saying to the allies that you're going to get sold out. Watch Yalta and Potsdam and two Berlins and everything. And they're going to recognize the NLF, and I don't have to do that. You better not give away your liberty just a few hours before I can preserve it for you. One or two of his business friends divulged it first a couple of days ago about the time he made the statement that he had rumors that the staff was selling out, but he did not include me in it. You saw that, didn't you?
Yeah, but he sort of retracted that, didn't he?
Well, no. Laird put that out, traveling with him. They have three planes, and he's on a separate plane, and his job is to spread rumors and background the press. They all like him because he's strong for health and education and welfare on that HEW committee. And so the press likes him, and he puts that out. Nixon comes along and says, "Now, I have heard this, but I do not believe it." In other words, I do not believe Laird. I believe the president is not crooked. They say he is, but I don't believe he is. And he becomes a very strong defender of the president. The press resents it. They come back and say, "Well, hell, if you don't believe it, why did your man put it out?" The man wrote the story. He's very reliable, Merriman Smith. He's covered the White House under four or five presidents. But that is what happened. The next thing that we got our teeth in was one of his associates, a fellow named Mitchell, who's running his campaign, who's real Sherman Adams, the operation. In effect, said to a businessman that we're going to handle this like we handle the Fortas matter, unquote. We're going to frustrate the president by saying to the South Vietnamese and the Koreans and the Thailanders, beware of Johnson. At the same time, we're going to say to Hanoi, I can make a better deal than he has because I'm fresh and new, and I don't have to demand as much as he does in the light of past position. Now, when we got that pure by accident as a result of some of our Wall Street connections, that caused me to look a little deeper.
I guess so.
And I have means of doing that, as you may well imagine. And Mrs. Chenault is contacting their ambassador from time to time. Seems to be kind of the go-between, the Chiang Kai-shek deal. In addition, their ambassador is saying to them that Johnson is desperate and is just moving heaven and earth to elect Humphrey. So don't you get sucked in on that. He is these folks' agents here, this little South Vietnamese ambassador. Now, this is not guesswork.
Well, I didn't understand exactly how Taiwan got in it.
Well, Mrs. Chenault, well, I don't know that he has anything except just generally that lobby. It may be Walter Judd. I know it's her. Miss Chenault, of the Flying Tigers. She's young and attractive. I mean, she's a pretty good-looking girl. And she's around town. And she is warning them not get pulled in on this Johnson move. Then he, in turn, is warning his government. Then we, in turn, know pretty well what he's saying out there. So he is saying that, he's got to play it for time and get it by the next few days.